Oh, shit. Everybody lose yourself in the moment. You own it. You better never let it go. What a crazy feeling I have all day. I'm peaking, dudes. I'm peaking, and you deserve better than that. You deserve better than my levels being off the charts. That was bumping. Do you want to hear more? The truth, let's be honest. We got 9,000 people up in here. This is how you play the hi-hat on this. And then you hit it. Big shout-outs to P-Pain for this. Oh, there's a change in this. Hello. Oh, God, what a life everybody lives together. I just don't feel right today. It's strange. I'm not sick. I just feel insane. I'm really happy for everybody that's chucking stuff into my pint cup. Bangy rang. That's actually not bad. That's T-Pain. It's the Pizzle Pack Part 2. Buy T-Pain. Go to pizzlepack.com and say, thank you, T-Pain. That's so nice what you do. You let people use that music for free. And it just promotes how dope you are, and your face is blue. I'll show you what it looks like. And also make sure that I'm fine-tuning it. Yeah, so that's weird. There it is. Oh, yeah, so it was fine. There's the Pizzle Pack. Go there. Royalty-free streamer beats by T-Pain, and they're gorgeous. pizzlepack.com/join/aspiration/TYT. How is everybody doing? It's me and Scotch. We're not even fucking around today. I don't know what's happening. It's the weather changed. Anna's not feeling well. Ida's back was hurting. Ben Dixon's back was hurting. Everything's been so strange because I think we're all disoriented is what I think is the situation. Anna's MDMA comment makes a ton of sense right now. Yeah, she's on all kinds of drugs. I made that up, but it might be true. I have no information to know about it. Oh my god, everybody's chucking stuff in the pack. Trimu, Obi-Mom, Kenobi gifting out 5 tier 1 subs, because that's why. Obi-Mom, just know that you depressed progressive, you know. Oh. Lil Mac McG, whose raffle I held up. When Anno said the other day on the show that someone was holding up, that Brett was holding up his raffle card, I don't know, you can't really see this, but this says Lil Mac McG on it. Still have the raffle winning thing that's out there, and oh my god, now who, I don't even remember who I said, but your TYT gifts back stuff is on the way to your house tomorrow. It's getting there, and stop interrupting my stream, wife. This is my time. You have your time. It's our time down here. One of my greatest fantasies as a child, or not as a child, as a grown-up trying to relive his childhood days, was to essentially do a segment called Troy's Bucket about all the people who sold out. Because in Goonies, they say, as Lil Mac McG knows, it's all over the minute you ride up Troy's Bucket. That's when they had the chance to get out of it safe. And they said, and Mikey told Brand, it's our time down here to go do very dangerous things and risk our lives with a octopus that gets referenced at the end of the movie, even though they deleted that scene. And then they say no to Troy's Bucket and his stupid, shitty life up there at the country club. Country club, speaking of which, this is the only club I want to be a member of. Anyways, the question for you is, yeah, it was a jacket. Was it a red sweater? I know that it said Troy on it. And what did Troy yell about Andy? There it is, Shoegaze Dragon, you know. Andy! you Goonie! I might have gone full Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, the difference between... Oh, hype train's happening. Because Tech Stan dropped 500 biddies in that cup. They're in my cup. It's in my cup. It's Johnny Carson doing Arsenio Hall as Dana Carvey. But yeah. Hype train's already at level 2. Deal with it. Regular Mole Rat Dragon 234. I'm going to turn the notifications up just a little bit so people can hear him. Tremu, 504 biddies. Tech Stan started with 500. Who else did I miss? Here are people that have done things. Fergie resubbed at tier 1 for 2 months, 12 minutes ago. Skater Dragon is back, baby. Stars View subscribed. Ivan Thu. Elise Latorno here. Up in the house. John and Anna. That's up for them. What the fuck? I know it was preemptive. You knew I loved you. Mary Animal. Feel like a Shoegaze Dragon. 200 more biddies. What a great life we're already living. Is everybody happy? Anyways, the button on the Josh Brolin joke for Brand was that he turned into Thanos. That's the end of that bit. We need Nightbot to tell Nightbot to stop spamming. It's very possible that I am responsible for the Nightbot spamming of the Prime thing because I was trying to encourage people to join via Prime. And so I was like, let's put it on the screen. And everyone is like, Prime, 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 Prime. So I'm sorry about that. Troll P with the 55 biddies. PM Holt 83. Daisy Dragon. Obi-Mom with 500 biddies. It's a party. Dave Rubens here in the house. One of my favorite people. Hello, somebody. 2021, indeed. Resubbed. Tier 2. Tier 2. You've unlocked some real cool stuff. Some real cool biddies. Or some real cool emotes. Which I can tell you all what they are right now. I forget, but I think they're like Sprocket? No, who's tier 2? There might be a Jank Rage Dragon. It's the Turks Drunk.
There's some new emotes you might not even know about.
Holy Farty Farty Fuck Pants. Usually I make them and say, is it okay that I made this?
Need a door down here if you want to see what you missed on.
I mean, I know there's a Turks Fran. I didn't know there was a Turks Fauci. I didn't know there was a Turks Ew. What else do we got? I know Turks Cry.
Yeah. You didn't know about...
I knew Turks Burn. Hilo. Joy. Turks Ken.
Mm-hmm. Here, you know, there's an easier way for you to do this.
Nobody knows.
You can just do this so you can click through the ones you don't know about.
Oh, shit.
That one.
Turks Gasp. Oh, my God.
That Rudy one.
Rudy Giuliani. Oh, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. That might be the only ones you don't know about.
Holy farts. So those are all the emotes that are new to the situation. Oh, my God. Rudy hair dye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye now.
Bye, life wife. What should I do? I'm going to put some Harris Heller beats on because fuck it. It's not a bread stream without some ocha. That means tea. All right, so we're having a good time. The one with the Francesca thing, I think it didn't originally have the halo, and then it did have the halo, and as a result of having the halo, now it looks like a Jesus candle, which means it's a triple keeper. Woo! Everybody, what we're drinking right now is the end of some maple bourbon. Really nice. My brother got me this. My brother got me the two scotches. But just because I feel so goddamn weird lately, I have done that. We're going to move on to this. As you can tell, if there's a bottle that's this empty, it means I drank it when I got it and then stopped because I was afraid not to have it anymore. So there's some Oban 18. We're level 3 on the hype train. I'm really excited about that. Oban 18. This is really good. Oban's a good mix for those of you who like drinking scotch but don't want it to taste like normal whiskey. Want enough peat to get you to feel like you're playing the game, but not enough peat where you're like, oh, I'm drinking Grandpa's cologne. In Oban 18, the higher the number, the smoother it is from my experience, and obviously it just takes longer to mellow out all that shit. And I'm really happy. I'm really happy. Irie Man's here with 420 Mont. Down by the beach. Regular Mole Rat Dragon, 234 bits. Tech Stand still in the game, 536. Trimu chucking him in there. Mandy Rebel in the game with 100 biddies. Dragon Squad, Yessie getting in there. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. And I've already closed this week. HHH. We've got a lot. Scotch and Irish whiskey have very similar tastes on Weedy Gonzalez's palate. And I understand that. I understand. But if you get, you can get a peaty scotch that really gets your face going. Is there a reason I'm backwards today? The reason I'm backwards... Oh. I like it because when I look... This is where I have all the documents that I look at and the websites that I look at. And if otherwise, if I have it not reversed, it's like I'm looking the other way. This says if you can read this, you're not practicing social distancing. I own this shirt. I wear a hoodie over it because it depending on my mood, if I'm feeling like I don't want to be seen or anyone to engage with me, I put the hoodie over it, usually the TYT hoodie. If I'm feeling saucy, I do this just to antagonize people. That's healthy to be, right? Tech Nauseated has never had scotch, which I think is a giant mistake. All right, that's not what I want to get rid of. I want to get rid of that. What did you think about a weekly world news on Twitch? What's the predictions? Whether it would happen on Twitch, I don't know. Malcolm and I have had discussions about him rejoining the land of the people on screen, and he literally basically goes, I think my time in front of the camera is over.
I'm here to translate for you. There's a new feature on Twitch called predictions.
Okay.
You hit slash predictions. You can don't do it now because people are going to, once you bring up a prediction, you can say, am I going to get a 10 kill win this game?
Got it.
And then folks can say yes or no. It's only a two. They only can choose between two things, and they wager an amount of their channel points, and they kind of gamble on it. And then once the event has ended and we've reached a conclusion, then you go in and say, this is what happened, yes or no. Then the people who gambled and whatever, they lose or win their stuff.
So oh, wow.
Asking about a weekly world news situation where you pitch a story and be like, what do you think is going to happen next?
Oh, we can do that. You want to just do that? I don't want to call it Weekly World News because that's Malcolm's shit.
Yeah.
And I have a deep respect for people's segments. John's doing a top 10 list. And I was like, you can do a top 10 list, but don't pretend you invented it.
Did he pretend that he invented top 10
list? No.
Top 13 list? You probably could invent that.
Top 9 list?
6 minute abs.
7.
5.
7. No.
5 minute abs.
7.
Anyways, that's what the question was about, and now you're informed. Back to you, Brett.
Thank you so much. Japan opened up. What did Japan do? Japan opened up to the world. They sent experts around the world to go learn knowledge and bring it back to Japan. The father of Japanese whiskey stayed in Scotland for about 15 years in the early 1900s. Ritoriku says that's so Japanese. That's absolutely right. I used to work on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., their digital stuff, and I bought Jed Whedon and Marissa Tancher on this stuff, Hibiki, and he said the same thing. He's like, I like Japanese whiskey so much more. Oh. I don't think I got this, because this one looks more expensive than I would typically spend. I think it's less than what it is here. Maybe it was a younger one. But Suntory, which I say it that way, even though I don't know if that's exactly how you say it. He said that's the reason. It's just, he told me that exact fact. And that's delicious. And anaspiration.com/TYT. A win-win. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're at level 4 with 30 seconds left on the fucking hype train. And people still making it happen. Or Troll P, forgot to refresh. How long's Brett been on? I've been on one for a while. Dragon Yessie here in the house. English Canadian. Loves Oban. Great scotch. 12 years is excellent. It is. This one's 18, just like I like it. It's going to get weird tonight. Yay, can I buy 5 bottles of Jack for that price of that Japanese whiskey, unless you're in Japan, in which case Jack is way more expensive. We got the emotes unlocked for the level 3 hype train making it. I call it level 4 because we got to level 4. But our hype cup runneth over, and we're really excited about that. Brett, did you ever meet Jake Paul when Chloe Bennett was dating him? No. Chloe Bennett pushed me very hard as part of a bit. And Ming-Na Wen kicked me as part of a bit. And last time I saw, I haven't seen Chloe since, but I saw Ming and Clark Gregg after that. And Clark I saw at the Apple store, and he was like, "Hey, Brett!" And I was like, "You're the coolest person I've ever met in my life." And Ming, I saw her, and she was also very, very nice. Warmuk is drinking Jim Beam Apple 1 to 2 water to whiskey and 3 ice cubes. Thank you for giving us directions on how to do that. Cisco Kid, you're absolutely right. That job was one of the coolest things I've ever done. Here we go. I don't know if it's still there. I'm seeing things I don't remember at all.
Hey everybody, my name is Brett Ehrlich, and welcome to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Declassified, presented by Verizon. Now every week on the show, we're gonna have previews.
I don't want to do this.
Moments with the cast. We'll have fun.
Here's the part where he comes in. God, it was a great day.
You're giving away stuff about the show, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
There's an edit for you.
You're like level 3.
Oh.
I'm level 7. I'm really the only person who can declassify.
He's so good.
Like that.
God, what a great day that was. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Let's get into the stories that we're going to talk about. Sipping some Fireball. Wizards doing that. Baby Brett forgot that you've seen that, says Warmuck.
Cute. If it was past his prologue, you might want to bump up your desktop audio a little bit because that was a little bit quiet.
So got it. All right. Good to know. Thank you so much. Get that. All right, here's the first thing we're going to talk about. I am excited. We're having beef noodle soup from a place that should be called Forget About It. All right, here we go. Little two gingers here. Can you get a decent scotch for under $40? Yes. The short answer to that is you can get a Macallan at Trader Joe's, and it's probably like a 10. And it's probably like $30. And that stuff is so good. So that's your short answer for that. Zane's seen that too. What a great life. Macallan ain't bad. Weedy Gonzalez. It passes Weedy's test. All right. China deploys anal swab tests. So here we go. God, I hate the internet. It's not true, but. Okay, so here we go. As Chinese authorities struggle to contain rising COVID-19 infections ahead of the Lunar New Year, good idea, Beijing has introduced anal swabs as a new type of coronavirus test that could detect the virus more accurately. That's amazing. Booty holes! That doesn't pass the sniff test. How's everybody feel about that joke? All right, so that's what we're going to do. Very exciting. State-run CCTV reported that the tests are reserved for high-risk cases. Because you don't just want to be swabbing out anybody's beehole. Although there doesn't appear to be a coordinated policy for them with reports of surprise tests for some individuals. Well, if you're going to get surprised, might as well go the whole way. Might as well surprise people in the beehole. Oh my god, gross, but oh well, says B-Yarn Dragon. Alright, we're getting in there. That deep nose one hurts. Good god. It's the scuttlebutt. Hello, somebody. Call back. I still got to adjust my microphone because I'm getting a little peaky as opposed to a little peaty. We're going deep. Yeah, that story should be on Deep Dive. Ugh. Good Christ. Bjarn is Barney, no shit. All right, Barney. Barney, Bjarny, Barney, Peaky. Surprise butt swap. This is not Kraken. This is Oban 18. Slightly nicer on the ballot. This includes passengers arriving from Beijing. While you're at it, they do a cavity search. Residents of quarantine centers, and according to alert local officials, a group of more than 1,000 school children and teachers believed to be exposed to the virus. Whew. I get residents of quarantine centers. Why high risk, though? I guess it's more accurate. So is the I understand swabbing your nose, but does Taco Bell interfere with the test? Yeah, man. So many bottles popping. Imagine going for a COVID test and not knowing it, but it's a butt swab. Like, yeah, we have in our B-roll for it, which I don't think I can find, the coronavirus testing, they stick a freaking thing deep in your nose. B-roll. Like, they go deep. Like, mama. Like that. Like, they go real deep in your nose. I bet that is less comfortable. Because I'm used to, like, things coming out my butt. I guess things going into my butt I'm not that used to. Here's a question. If you put poop back in your butt and stand on your head, does it come out your mouth as food? Does it, like, undo the change? Welcome, Sea Missile. This is what you're in for. China deployed butt tests. I like how they're just giving you the blow-by-blow. The test involves inserting a cotton-tipped swab about 1 to 2 inches into the rectum. That's not that bad. Which then will be tested for the virus. It's like entropy, it can't be reversed. Good point. Steely Dan has a song called Peg. Peg! And isn't the song Peg just like, hey, Michael McDonald, can you come over here? Can you come over here? Yeah, what's the matter? What do you need? We just need you to sing. Oh, what do I have to do? Can you just go, Peg! Once. And they program that onto a synthesizer and just go, Peg! And as we all know, pegging is when you put things in butts. Oh, God, that's really good. Peg, it can come back to you. Should be 6 inches for proper effect. Honestly, though, like, if it's more accurate, I say go for it. It's so deep, you'd be able to taste it if you didn't have COVID. Oh, God. Is Brett drinking Japanese whiskey now? No, I'm drinking Oban. I had been drinking a Kentucky bourbon called Maple Hill, which is really good. My brother got it for me. And this is, that's what we stopped getting each other gifts every year. And we were just like, get me a bottle of something. We do have Japanese whiskey. Could you bring it in?
I would love to.
She's not even talking. I'm just making it up so it sounds like she asked. Speaking of which, everybody, if you want to protect your privacy online, if you want to binge safely, and sometimes, like, let's say you can't watch The Office in America and you want to watch The Office in America. I'm not saying that I get really annoyed by Peacock's ad situation. If you get PureVPN, tyt.com/PureVPN, for 99 cents, you can get sumimasen. For 99 cents, you can get a week to try it out.
I thought this was Sandori, but this is actually John. This is Kamiki.
Yeah, John, and that's really good. I've drank it. I've had it on Happy Half Hour.
Kamiki. It's not the Sandori. I thought it was. But it's not.
I love how we think that's how you say it.
Sandori.
Sandori.
How are you supposed to say?
For the best of times.
How
Sandori times. Sandori. I don't know.
Well, how do you know that the way we think I just, we're like, saying it is, well, not correct?
We've had this discussion on the shows before where, like, in order to say something in Japanese, they have, like, a whole alphabet for mimicking things in other languages. But I don't, I guess Suntory is their own language.
If I was to say it, I'd have to say it a little higher pitch. Suntory!
And I'd say Suntory. Suntory-ji.
My voice is too low for Japan. Goodbye!
No ads version is literally 1 cent more expensive on Peacock. No way! Is that true? Oh, I didn't know that, Barkley. That's how frustrated I am with Peacock. Peacock doesn't tell you how many ads are left, and that drives me nuts. And I live my whole life without knowing how many ads are left, but for some reason, it's like, no. Hey! Liz and Rob is using Pure VPN right now, so that's awesome. Oh my god. And then another thing that Nightbot's telling you to do is add Amazon Prime. So if you are not a subscriber, and you have Amazon Prime, you can link your account with Amazon Prime on Twitch and then tosses that sub for free. And you just have to remember to do it every week. And if you haven't remembered to do it this every month, if you haven't remembered to do it this month, you absolutely can. Yep, some people, that might be the thing, is people have a couple years left in Nord, but if you're in the market, do it. All right, so this is great. I don't know how much I can get. Anal swab tests could be more accurate than nose or throat tests. And honestly, I like to get, if you're going to do both tests, do the anal one last. Because that swab is going to smell like shit. If you do the butt one first, then the nose and the mouth. Right? Nose or throat test. So yeah, if you should go, it should go throat, nose, butt. And if you're dyslexic, then you have to go butt, nose, throat. So you smell it and then you taste it. And when you smell it, you're probably going to taste it anyway. Yeah, so right after Taco Bell or White Castle. I've never known White Castle. I've never had that really in my life, except for like the kind that you can take home from Costco. But there's that. Lee said studies show that the virus lasts longer in the anus or excrement than in the respiratory tract, and that an anal test could be better at identifying the disease in mild or asymptomatic cases. I'm for it. And honestly, I think people should get to know their butts a little more. So hold on to your butts as practice. And thanks, Nick Rockman, forever. White Castle's a funny movie. I watched that, and then I went and watched The Village right in a row. The butt don't lie. Mouth, ear, butt. Can you hear me now? Forbes has reached out to China's health agency for more information because we're a bunch of pervs on the new test rollout, CDC and FDA, to see whether they have plans to introduce the anal swab test. It's the shit. I think I already said that. I like how they say China has been willing to take extreme measures to stop the spread of COVID-19, but none so extreme as shoving a swab up your bee. What did Brooke say? Everyone eat White Castle and then smell your own butt. You ever eaten something and you're like, I can tell what this is going to be like later. For me, it's buffalo wings. It's like, don't go back. Either that or just wipe, get the blue cheese around the bee hole to kind of cool it. Us pervs, never. Bless them. Brooke Marks is a scholar.
I'm a very stable genius.
Wait till you're old enough for a colonoscopy. A true joy. Yeah, no. Alexa, stop. She wants to get in on it. She's like, tell me again about the butthole thing. Centauri. It's Centauri. Website says, and that's in the phonetic kind. There you go. Thanks, Retori.
Rhetoric.
I don't know. Alexa living her best life in the Ehrlich household. Quiet. She did light up. That was my fault. Ooh. Shem Lengrelin had their first colonoscopy at 17. Just on a dare. Mm. God damn, that's delicious. All right. Here's something that I wanted to look into. And now I'm going to, now that everything's kind of set in the right size, I am going to resize it. Oh, no. Everybody know, hopefully Business Insider hasn't gotten wise to my trick yet. Okay, we can read it. All right, here we go. Everyone go download Print Friendly Extension. Print Friendly Extension allows you, the viewer, to basically pull up all the text, scan and make legible all the text and photos only, and then you can delete the photos and everything before you print it. But that extension also allows you to read a lot of websites that have like a pop-up blocker. A lot of them have gotten smart enough to bring up the pop-up blocker on a limited version of the page, but not Business Insider. So Business Insider will give you the, you got to pay for this. But if you have the extension, you just click on it and you can read the article. For all you really cool rebels who like reading. All right, so Trump opened an office of the former president to issue statements from Palm Beach as he remains barred from social media. And I can say with great confidence and happiness that this dude, I have not seen a single thing he said since then. This is for Chrome is all I know, Rotori. Close my phone app, game on, hugs the crew. Bye. Matrix Origin is still nice. Then I, there you go. He opened an office of the former president on Monday to announce his post-presidency plans. The office said it would carry on the agenda of the Trump administration, which was to scam people out of money and keep the president relevant. And he succeeded as president, and he continues. The office of the former vice president to announce his plans for his new base in Florida as he remains barred from most social media. Former President Trump has set up an office of the former vice president. So good. He was said to be considering reviving his TV career, but building a $2 billion presidential library, launching a TV social media network, and running for office again in 2024. Do you think he's going to run again? Poll. Will Trump run again? Yes, no. I'll go with 2 minutes on this guy. We got a lot of no. $2 billion. To give you an idea of what costs $2 billion, I'm pretty sure the LA Stadium just cost $2 billion. Maybe four. $5 billion. So he can get half of that. Half of that. So from the 50-yard line over, probably, I guess it's the 2/5, so it's from the 40-yard line over. Grifter's gonna grift. Vote on this. Will Trump run again in 2024?
Ooh.
I don't think so. Oh, if he's alive and not blocked, he will run again and say he never left. Melania opened a B-Best office in Florida. That can't be true. He'll run if he's allowed. Every billion is $3 per person in the USA. If he raises it, do it. And he'll try to live there. How funny would that be? He'll be like, it'll be like the Trump Tower where it's like everyone else can do whatever they want as long as I get free housing. I think he will as a third party to fuck Republicans. I don't know. I think he's going to want to try to be one. It seems like the calculation for Mitch McConnell is essentially, I'm going to try to move away from all of this. And McConnell organized for the senators to have this vote before the impeachment trial so that the five people who think it's constitutional can get it out then. Ooh, this was a really close poll. So the poll said by a margin of 54 to 46 that no, Trump will not run again. Will not. What state's he going to build his library? I want to say Florida. It's got to be Florida. He loves Florida. He wants to be Florida. He is now like religiously the head of the Church of Florida, man. I would lie to Brett, but I have no reason to. Thank you, Yosemite Sam Cedar. If Trump doesn't, Ivanka or DT Jr. will. When is re-election Marco Rubio? When is he up for re-election? I forgot that he said he would not seek re-election in 2016. 2016, 2022. So yeah. 2022. So he's in the next cycle. I cannot wait. We'll see how much he should run for Senate. Just kidding. There's no way he'd be Senate, but he would. I'd love to see Ivanka run for Senate against Rubio. Trump is the distilled essential oil of the 1980s greed and corruption. Yep. All right, here's another story that I love. Target joins Costco in dropping coconut milk brand over forced monkey labor allegations. Scientology will build one in Clearwater. That's amazing. What up, Yoop? So many need to stop running for office. Yep. Costco already stopped selling the product because they're like that. You can taste the monkey. It tastes like monkey. All right, we're going to scroll down and see how this goes. All right, Mattress Firm. Sorry, this is so annoying.
My brain is still in recovery mode.
Who we got? What's going on in the activity? Sea Dog, they can at least pay them in Costco bananas. Oh, resubbing for 5 months streak. Tree Moose here. Oh, dang. Omar Chore says, Brett, instead of Weekly World News, you could call it Da News Casino and use the predictions that way. I like the Da News Casino. It's really fun. Seems good. Okay. We got to figure it out. Mini Morpho's resub. And welcome back, Mini Morpho. Everybody check out Mini Morpho's dragon stuff. Really great artist. Regular Mole Rat Dragon Tech Stan giving some biddies. I like that regular Mole Rat goes 2, 3, 4. Iryman with 710 biddies. I missed that a while ago. Schwifty with 50. Trollpy with 100. T-Mac, 500 biddies. Julie Brady, welcome. Resubbing for 1 month streak, but 7 months overall via Prime. Thank you so much for doing that. D-Rocky, 100 bits. Nuke Lab in the house. And Another Level has subscribed via Prime. I do want to thank everybody. Just give me a second. I want to thank everybody because I was feeling, and wife can attest to this, and so can basically everyone I encountered today. I felt so weird all day. Just like in a weird place. Like not really, I was thinking like, there's days when I like really like myself and days where I'm like, Brett, what are you literally doing? Why are you so concerned with this thing? Why are you so anxious? I wish you would be a little less anxious and stuff. And today was one of those days. And right now I feel so at home and so happy. And maybe it's the shot and a half. But it's y'all. So thank you so much for all that. It really is good. Cheers to everyone. Crazy Hawaiian to you. And to everybody out there. I was feeling weird. Yes. Knit fast, die warm. I did feel like a melting Rudy Giuliani. Animals are Whoop. Innocent. Swifty, it might just be that shot and a half. Cheers to you, Trimu. Cheers to everybody. Nightbosh getting in on the cheers. Thanks to, I don't know. Oh, wife, who's like, cheers. Brett's not chewing on a Jenga tile cigar yet. He's good. Risky Dragon. Aaron Wysocki sent us. He gets these deliveries of candy from all over the world. And it was Japan time this month. And so he sent us a bunch of Japanese candy. And that did make me feel good. Omar, wasn't it... And one of the things that you eat is like a giant Cheeto that tastes like... I want to say... like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto dipped in shrimp. And that sounds fucking gross. But it is not gross. I can say with full confidence that that shit is delicious. So you didn't think you could take candy. We ran out of power. We ran out.
Do people need to refresh? Is it
refresh. Active? Refresh.
Okay, let me get some lights.
We're gonna get lights.
Oh my God.
Can you see me? Can you see me? That's the fire.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God. This is crazy. Okay, wife.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's it. There's I don't have any content. We're here in front of the fire. Look at that.
Here, I'm gonna put this right here.
This is the scariest shit. I'm from California. Usually this only happens when there's earthquakes. We're out of power. We ran out. We forgot to put more fire. We forgot to put more mice in the wheel. But our mouse is dead.
It's also possible I didn't pay the electric.
Bullshit.
No, I'm pretty sure everybody.
They don't really. If you don't pay, it's not like they shut it off at like 7:07.
I know. Everyone's. I'm joking. Everyone on the block has no power. So.
I've never. This. Listen. There's a witch.
I love your dedication right now. Is everybody in chat? Does everyone know to refresh?
Refresh. Tell everyone to refresh. I can't do anything. Everyone refresh. Oh God! Here, look.
If they can't see
our pets are okay.
They won't see you telling them to refresh.
Refresh. I'm telling people in the chat to tell people to refresh.
Here, I can set you up at the Mac right there and set some candles around you to help.
Yes, that's what we need.
We didn't have a contingency plan.
I didn't plan. Plug the phone into the batteries.
We have a generator.
Kaylee has glow sticks.
Kaylee,
bring the we have glow sticks.
Here, let's get you set up right here.
Oh yeah, there we go.
There we go. Let's get some lights here.
There we go. Oh, we need something. How's everybody doing?
Let me try to help you as best as I can.
Oh, asbestos, I can.
Asbestos.
Hang on. Hold on. Hey. I can see
we
refresh.
We love you, Twitch fam.
Sorry.
We're trying to make it work for you.
Am I scared? Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Seance, Brett.
Hi. Well, my name's Seance Brett. Today we're going to have seances. We're going to play a power outage drinking game. Every time you almost light yourself on fire lighting candles, do it. Okay, I'm looking through our things. What do we have? We could light something very loud. This is one of our options. It's called Hasta La Vista, baby, which is Spanish for, it's just a flashlight. Glow sticks. That's what I'm looking for, is glow sticks. Kaylee.
I can go down and get the, where's that generator?
Here we go. Kaylee. In case of emergency. Kaylee. Kaylee, is this yours? Did you leave this here in case of emergency? I deserve a raise. The neighbors have a light. Oh, thank God.
They have candles, I think.
No, they got a light.
Wait, how'd you get that glow stick?
What do you mean, how did I get the glow stick?
Well, they got candles going across the way. All right,
it's got spikes on the bottom for when people attack.
Brad, do you know where the rhino is?
The rhino? Mitch McConnell?
No, the generator.
I think it's in there. I think it's in the closet. Don't open that closet because things are going to fall out onto you. She's pretending.
evil, Brett. I'm not evil. I just have evil intents. I never follow through on them. Kaylee's here. That's yours. Glow sticks. What else? Oh, I got a really cool thing that I got on vacation once. It's an early call, but best stream ever. Rhetorical. No, no. This is the second best stream ever. The best stream ever was one time when I held it for a very long time and I finally got off the plane and I had to make it through the terminal and I just let it go. Jimmy Dore fans got the power. That's one of the reasons that I feel bad today. Let's be honest. We're just having a good time together. I feel bad because I put the word anarchy in a lower third and it was technically accurate, but it was ambiguous and I still want it. I still want it. I talk to a lot of communist anarchists who think they're the only anarchists in the world, but I get it. Everybody reopen the stream. Still looping? I don't even know what that means. This isn't an aggressive glow stick. He's just misunderstood. Oh, what a life. Oh, she's got it.
Let's see if we've charged it like good survivalists.
Here we go. Nobody knows.
I'm gonna plug in this lamp to it or something.
Okay, let's see. It's kind of cute like this.
It is kind of cute like this.
What color is it? Is that even orange? Yeah, it's the color of love.
Is chat working okay?
Chat's working great. It's fixed. Swifty, why are you using all of those for yourself? You should give them to us. Ugh, I'm sorry. All right, I think we're gonna have to call it.
I think we are.
I died.
And did not go to heaven.
It died and went to hell. Refresh.
Not prepared for this. Everyone just bear with me.
We didn't get power. Zoinks is my favorite word. More Viagra. Distant harmonica. Ooh, get my guitar. We'll have guitar time.
Okay.
All right, can everyone... This is what we do when we lose power.
Too dark in here.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. People are so jealous that we have a light.
Yeah, everyone on the block is like, hey, how did they get it? For them now at this point.
So this song.
I got no face on. Like, as far, I don't even think my pants are Nazi proof. This is gonna be a burn vod situation.
She is wearing tights where if we did have stronger lights, you could see through and you could see, I'm wearing Japan's by the way, you could see through her lights. Her pants, and you can see cheek. So this song was a song from my college band, written about the time that Woody Harrelson came to school and we bought weed off him. And my friend Justin spent so much time, it got so high off the what we called Woody weed, which is so hard to, or so hard. Woody weed, wood, hard. Song's called Fields and Flies. Okay, it's called, sorry, we're checking to make sure everything works. It's called Fields and Flies because my friend Justin smoked so much woody weed that got him so high, all he could do was sit there, claw at the window, and sing and say Fields and Flies all night. Sitting, I think it's raining now. Sitting at the window and I'm waiting. I'm gonna play it and see. Sitting at the window and I'm waiting. I don't even remember how it goes, but it goes fields and flies. I'm running out of my mind.
We all laugh though nothing's very
way,
funny.
I know I'm interrupting your thing, but I don't think they're seeing it. Is there any way to... Are you guys seeing him playing guitar right now?
I am a good hummer, that's true. Is there any way to put your stream latency?
You can't adjust anything. I think we might have to call it a night.